laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Awesome!
Thank you. and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, buddy.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Biden plans to require essential non-resident travelers crossing U.S. land borders to be fully vaccinated beginning January 22nd. Those affected include truck drivers and emergency response officials. The World Health Organization says coronavirus cases jumped by 11% in Europe in the last week, the only region in the world where COVID-19 has continued to increase since mid-October. Millions of Americans are loading up their cars or piling onto planes, determined to reclaim Thanksgiving traditions that were put on pause last year by the pandemic. The number of air travelers this week is expected to approach or even exceed pre-pandemic levels. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 131 points. NASDAQ futures are off by nearly 27. More details at srnews.com.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323, 800-494-2323, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I've got no time for Christmas shopping. Black Friday crowds are always bad, and so much to buy, can't find what they like. The Target and Walmart aisles are crammed. This year I'm shy.
Shop like a man and do the bare minimum.
there's something new for you. And good morning on this Thanksgiving Eve. We already have a report of a wreck on 85 near exit 22 involving a semi. Now, I got a note from Skipper that says I-85 southbound just passed Shorter. Moderate crash. This is...
It's probably the same accident, but...
Well, this one was supposedly involving a truck.
Oh, okay. So it could be too close by on either direction.
Yeah. One possibly caused by rubbernecking at the other. Anyway, we'll possible. Get an update from Skipper on that, but if you're inbound from the Tallahassee Shorter area or east of there or headed out that way on your way to your Thanksgiving trip, it may affect your travel. We'll let you know ASAP.
Boy, knock on for Micah. The interstates are going to be in good shape heading south today.
I think they will. That's just an educated hunch. Because you know what they call me, the Hunchback of Blue Water Broadcast.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Freeze warning this morning, and this is the final freeze warning that they will issue until next spring. You follow me? In other words, they issue freeze warnings at the beginning of the season, and at the beginning of the next growing season, they don't bother during the winter. It would be foolish. Anyway, a cold start this morning, total sunshine, still below normal, but great travel weather, not only for hundreds of miles if you're going to be traveling in the car, but also it only takes one storm to mess up the whole air traffic control system, and frankly, I don't see it. High today is 64. Tonight, clear, chilly, overnight low, you know, by dawn on Thanksgiving, 36. Thanksgiving is a nice day with a quick temperature rebound. Sun and cloud mix, high around 70. You couldn't write a better script. Maybe some towns getting to 72. Scattered showers Thursday night with a weakening cold front sweeping to the area. Weakening line of showers, that is. Black Friday, brisk day, very chilly, high 57. You'll swear it's colder with that stiff wind. Then freezing start on Saturday morning, but a cool Iron Bowl Saturday. Great football weather, 60 at kickoff in Auburn. Right now, Prattville and Selma 30, Troy 32, Alex City 31. It's 33 at Montgomery Regional Airport at 616.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
And now here with a word about Luke Wire, Rich Thomas.
Right, you are, and I was waiting for that introduction. You know what? Whether it's a leaky faucet, a busted toilet, or a broken pipe, plumbing, as we all know, picks the worst time to be a problem, even during the holidays. What an insult to injury to have a plumbing problem while you may have, you might have house guests, and you have to deal with that. Well, guess what? Our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire are ready to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime. Regardless of when you call, even during the middle of the night, even during the middle of Thanksgiving Day. That's why it's a no-brainer at my house. They've been second to none in the River Region for 38 years now. So when you think of Luke Wire, you may think of just, air conditioning and heating. Nuh-uh. They're number one in the plumbing business as well. Their phone number is 264-9666. You might want to consider a whole house plumbing inspection. You know, we got the holidays now, and you don't want to come home to a disaster. Walk in and everything is ruined as a pipe bursts somewhere in your house. So they'll do that too, and they'll fix it before it becomes a major problem. 264-9666, Plumbing by Luke Wire. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
You know what today is?
Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Anything else today?
Yeah. It's National Jukebox Day.
Here's a quarter. Go play a song on the jukebox.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
You seem to know a lot about everything.
Well, what about Friday?
Everyone knows it's Black Friday.
Black Friday. So, shall we get started then?
It's showtime.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to post the breakfast special.
Oh, boy, it was so good. I could smell it coming down the hall. Not you, Jay.
Oh, hey, look who's here, everybody.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Thank you. I'll give Jay a second to get settled in. We have your local news at 6:18, and then we'll be ready for TV in about 7 minutes from now.
They're really happy over at the TV station.
Hope so.
You made a delivery?
Man, I got to tell you, I got a lot done this morning.
Yes, you did.
In fact, I was... certain I'd be finishing it up at the last, and I know I was finished 7 minutes early. That's clearly spooky when I can accomplish that. Anyway, 618 local news, and then we're back.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Due to supply chain issues, both Publix and Winn-Dixie say they are limiting the number of some items sold to customers ahead of Thanksgiving. Publix is limiting customers to two each of canned cranberry sauce, pie filling, jarred gravy, cream cheese, and bacon. Winn-Dixie is limiting turkeys to one per customer. Marion Mayor Dexter Hinton says the city was notified Monday that the IRS had put a levy on the city's bank accounts and frozen them. As a result, the city would not have been able to pay bills or make payroll. Hinton says the issue stems from $694,000 in back taxes the city owes, but on Tuesday, the freeze was lifted as the city made good with the IRS. A Montgomery Christmas tradition that didn't happen last year because of the pandemic will soon be back. The city will once again hold its annual Christmas parade downtown. This year's parade will take place on Dexter Avenue on Friday, December 10th. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
A new study shows that men are twice as likely to do none of the Thanksgiving cooking and cleaning. It's time to change that with a new holiday, Men's Giving. It's just like Thanksgiving, but men do all the cooking and cleaning. What was that bell for?
Ooh, that's the turkey. It's all done.
Actually, turkeys take 3 to 4 hours to cook. Wait, you're eating it?
Is this supposed to feel slimy in my mouth?
Oh, no.
Oh, I do not feel so good.
Yeah, that's salmonella.
Forget it. I'll do it.
Happy Men's Giving, everyone.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and the holidays are almost here, Dot. Seems like we just had Christmas, New Year's, and here it is again.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, we keep hearing about supply chain problems. You have any issues with that?
Not at Eastbrook. We may not have the hamburger, and we may not have the pot roast, but we've got everything else. All the Christmas decorations, got a few toys, got your china. We've got all kinds of wonderful furniture, everything you need, so come on.
I'm sure you have lots of gift ideas here at Eastbrook.
Well, with three floors, you're bound to find something. And we're handicap accessible. Don't let that stop you, because we can sure fit you in.
You know, it seems that old becomes new. I noticed you have a lot of vinyl as well.
Jimmy Pruitt downstairs has a wonderful collection of vinyl. He gets in a new collection every week, and he absolutely loves for you to come and visit him, because he sits down there every day.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Saturday is 9 until 6. Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30. And during the week, it's 10 until 6.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market at Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As people gear up for holiday travel, many are feeling a lot of pain at the pump.
Gas prices going in the wrong direction. They're near record highs in some areas.
More than 53 million people are expected to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday.
If you're taking a road trip in an SUV, it's going to be an expensive proposition.
Come on, this stuff is expensive.
Record high gas prices.
The gas is eating me up. I can't even get to drive it like I want to.
I only have this much money.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting to see, especially, you know, they always kind of bump the price up just a little bit when there's holiday travel.
Right. Although it wasn't really awful when I filled up this week, John. I think
I got my MAPCO letter yesterday. Yes. 12 cents a gallon this week through Sunday.
That's if you, it has to do with your points, too.
Look at that little brown boy over there on that. On Jay's
He's
leg.
Happy. He's going big bye-bye today. Hey, I saw you played Freebird.
Yes.
Beginning. I'm guessing, this is deep now, but I'm guessing it had something to do with turkey, a bird, and pardoning the bird or free bird. Is there anything, am I reading too much? Is it too much that I'm reading?
You just like Skinner.
Well, no, I actually play it every Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Kind of a tradition, yeah, and it has everything to do with that.
Hey, does any other country pick on one particular animal on a really big holiday? You know what I mean? Think about it. That'd be a great random fact. Does anybody else in the world pick on one particular animal?
We can make a contest out of it, but we got to find one first. So joining us on the phone now is Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I just
Just want to give a real quick update on what I encountered down 31 and Highway 97. There is a overturned vehicle. There are boots on the ground. But anyone coming in from down that way, just be aware of it. Y'all have a blessed day and happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
Thank you. We appreciate the heads up. So we've had a couple of situations already this morning. Take your time to wherever you're headed. Oh, there's our picture on the television. That gives me just enough time to talk about Adams Motorsports. Now, they're open today. They will be closed tomorrow. They'll reopen on Friday. And Terry Adams, he's our friend, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, has a lot of inventory coming in between now and the next week or so. But you can go and get your deal done now. And the closer you get to the end of the month, the better the deals get, because Terry has numbers he likes to hit. So as he likes to say in his own words, make any unreasonable offer and they'll give it a listen. On-road, off-road, Kawasaki jet skis, you name it. If you want to do something big for the family, get your deal done. Terry will be happy to store that for you, put a big red bow on it. And then when the big day is nigh, that's a word I don't get to use very often.
Number nine?
Nigh.
Oh, nigh.
N-I-G-H.
Oh.
On the Google, it'll tell you. By the way, if you're shopping for somebody who loves the outdoors, it's not your thing, they've got a gigantic accessories department at Adams Motorsports, everything from clothing to protective gear. You may want to check that out, too. And if you have questions, don't hesitate to ask the staff. That's the world they live. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass and Hackle. And open right now at AdamsMotorsports.com. Get your credit app done. Get super low interest rates at Adams Motorsports. So,
you, what kind of treats did you deliver this morning?
Well, they had, muffins and another pastry, two boxes, a lot in there.
Nice. They were very appreciative. I'm sure they're about to tell us that. We're 30 seconds away, folks. Go to our friends at Alabama News Network.
By the way, the Duncan and Son Predictathon is coming up. It's a $500 deal this week on the Iron Bowl.
That's the game you're going to do? You picked the Iron Bowl?
Yeah, we thought we'd do that this year.
We're five seconds away. Now we're three high. Or two and one.
Welcome back. Many parents are opting not to give their kids cash for an allowance, but give them a debit card instead. The reason is the thought that a debit card teaches your kids money management skills and budgeting. A lot to cover here. Let's go check in with our friends on this Thanksgiving Eve over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning to you.
You guys had a nice start this morning with a visit from another visitor at the door?
That Roz, now, she's taking care of us. Muffins and Danishes. And
well, that's where compliments will get you, buddy.
Me and Ryan, we're starting a really aggressive diet Monday. So yeah. Our timing's perfect.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of aggressive dieting on Monday.
Hey, just a spot check. Yeah. How many of you had allowances as a kid? I didn't.
I didn't.
I did.
You did?
I didn't.
You didn't? Okay.
No.
What about?
I
didn't realize.
My parents always said, "We're allowing you to live and eat here."
Yes.
There you go.
They would give me money if
my dad had it. We had a business. My dad was quite the entrepreneur. So for as long as I can remember, he had a business and I worked in it. So as far back as I can remember, it was not an allowance. It was a job, is what I had.
Delivered newspapers from an early age. I cut lawns in the summer and shoveled snow in the winter, and that's how I made money.
Yeah I was also. I wasn't just any paper boy. I was paper boy of the year in Chicago.
Oh, wait a minute. Now this is coming out?
Was that, did you get that at the paper boy awards?
You still have that medal?
Was it a big function?
But I got to be.
Was that on his Blue Water bio?
That's how I got hired here. That news pedigree goes all the way back.
Give me that resume back. This is paper boy of the year.
All right, so me, Greg, Rich, we all deliver newspapers. Right? Jay and Ryan, did you deliver newspapers or not?
No, because I live so far out, it took 2 days to get the news in.
Ryan,
so.
Did you shovel snow in the winter?
I did.
I did.
No. Also, I probably started cutting grass at like 6 or 7, in all honesty, but with my granddad and everything.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
Shoveling snow and newspapers, not in the South.
You know, what do you make of this whole cash, this whole debit card issue?
No,
Greg, what did you do growing up with your daughter?
Well, I I always, on Saturday mornings, she lived with her mom, and we got along great. I think, set a really good example for co-parenting in a divorce situation. So I would stop by every Saturday morning and leave a $10 bill, sometimes a Krispy Kreme donut, at the house. But when she started college, we gave her a $200 a month debit card. We paid for her tuition and so forth, but that was her budget for the month. So she had to live with that, and don't come before the first of the month and say, well, I'm out of money. And I think it helped her manage money very much.
How generous was the tooth fairy to Janelle? Because it was a quarter back in my day.
Quarter? Yeah. I think it started out at $5 and ended up being
$10.
Oh, you got to be careful.
Talking about inflation.
Yeah, you don't want your kid pulling their own teeth when they need a few bucks.
What'd you get, Jay?
Maybe a buck.
A buck?
Yeah.
All right.
A dollar. I was the dollar.
Okay.
The Dollar General. Did you hear, by the way? Those places are all
raising their prices?
A dollar and a quarter now, yeah.
Yeah, the dollar and quarter general.
Inflation's been that bad. So, yeah, inflation.
It's not as catchy.
No, it's not.
No, not quite. No, not at all.
Did your kids get an allowance, David? Or how generous were you?
They did. We were not very generous. our tooth fairy, my kids, if they see this, they're going to revolt because they got much less than this.
Oh.
And they did chores, and we gave them money for that. But kind of like what you guys did, it was really when they went to college that they, you know, they had the budget. I mean, the latter part of their high school years, they started, you know, kind of doing more of the budgeting things and items and, you know, work for what they wanted. They, you know, all my kids had jobs, you know, in high school.
That's good.
I think it was a good idea because she has managed her money very well and lives a nice life. So I think for us, it worked out really well.
Yeah. I think it is an opportunity. It's a teaching opportunity for your kids.
I don't know about a debit
the
card, though.
They can learn.
I don't know. Maybe that
we
does.
Didn't do that,
maybe so. That does help them teach money management. I don't know.
It's all about budget. You know, you've got here's what you have to work with between now and the end of the month.
Right.
And I can't recall a single time where she.
Yeah, the lesson is how to teach them to budget.
If she needed something, like something for her dorm or books or that was one thing. This was just day-to-day expenses.
By the way, we know that you guys got to go, and are you going to be... Well, we'll be off for a couple of days, and I know you guys are probably going to be off for a couple of days, so we'll see each other on Monday, and hope you have a nice Thanksgiving holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Yeah, to you too.
And everybody. Okay.
By the way, if you need an intern Friday, I'm available.
All right. For the right price. All righty. Thank you, guys. Have a great time off. Enjoy it. We'll see you guys Monday.
You got it.
When we'll see you all next.
Right.
And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m.
Okay. Up next. Gosh, I haven't...
Sorry for that noise. That's not... It didn't come from my stomach. That's moving the microphone, folks.
Listeners love that. They tell me that all the time. Could you guys bounce your microphones around a little bit more? Because it turns me on. It's sexy. The timeline for November 24th is coming up. But first, we've had a couple of reports about a wreck on 85. Let's get to Skipper first.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They're in the cleanup stages now. That accident, I-85 southbound, just past Shorter. We also have a good bit of congestion now on East Boulevard between Troy Highway and I-85. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery with light to moderate traffic flow. Buckle up. Drive carefully this morning. We'll keep you updated. Registration for spring underway at Trenum State with classes starting January 10th. For financial aid, you need to start now. Call Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Skywatch traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group.
Here's your updated market report for the River Region. So far, we have sold over 6,500 homes through September of 2021 in MLS. Sales have been at a record pace all year long. We have different ways to buy and sell your home now that we didn't have before. Some sellers are afraid to put their home on the market until they find a home. They write a contingency contract only to have it rejected. Because of our market has changed dramatically over the last 2 years, we have to change with the market. A recent change in mortgages now allow a blended credit score for two people that are buying a house at the same time. This is great news for buyers. Having a realtor up to date with the financial market, interest rates, closing costs is of great value to buyers and sellers throughout the River Region. Goodson Group agents know how to price a home to sell and how to get contracts accepted in this market. For all the details, call the Goodson Group 551-0225 or Bo Goodson at 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
It sounds kind of like...
When I crank it, it makes this sound.
When you turn left, it goes...
Well, mine goes...
I think there's something wrong.
We know exactly what you're talking about.
Your friends at Tire City and Automotive Service are speaking your language. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or Woodley Road.
This is Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
I love Christmas, Mike.
That's great, Jeff. Me too. Christmas catering, that is. Call us at Chappie's. Don't forget to order your red velvet cakes.
Come home to Chappie's Deli.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Forget Black Friday. There's a new way to save big this holiday season at your local Nordstrom. It's our 100% off Doorbuster sale. Just grab 80 of your closest friends and accomplices and literally bust through our doors. Then, with our new five-finger discount, everything is 100% off. Clothing, jewelry, footwear, home goods, just grab it and go. And with prices this non-existent, it'll feel like stealing. Best of all, our new self-checkout system is so easy to use. No lines, no scanning, and no paying. It's never been easier to get everything on your shopping list while adding to your rap sheet. Uh-oh, looks like this offer is ending soon. It's the Nordstrom 100% off Doorbuster sale. Hurry while supplies last, and you can still get a running start.
Available in San Francisco and Chicago. At 6:36 with the timeline for November 24th. Thanksgiving is your host, Rich Thomas.
Yes, on the 328th day of the year with 37 days remaining. This is always a tradition on Thanksgiving Eve. National Sardines Day.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. My first lunch on the beach today will not include sardines.
My grandmother used to eat those.
They're salty. What do you do with them? Put them on crackers, or what do you do?
Crackers are already salty, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I do remember she had the cans and just sit there and roll it back.
Right.
And there was her sardines for whatever she was. Oh, God.
Yeah. Celebrate your unique talent day. It's Mother Goose Day. And Sunday, by the way, is French Toast Day. I thought I'd mention that. 1859, Charles Darwin published The Origin of the Species, explained the theory of evolution. Thank you for that. And then the monkey trial was later. 1863, pretty big battle, Civil War, Battle of Lookout Mountain. I remember my daddy took me to that battlefield southwest of Chattanooga as they began to break the Confederate siege of the city. 1932, the FBI Scientific Crime Detection Laboratory, better known as the FBI, officially opens in Washington, D.C. Dateline, Dallas, Texas. It was a Sunday, 1963. We talked about it the other day. 12:20 p.m. Basement of the Dallas Police Station. Lee Harvey Oswald on live television is assassinated. The assassin of President John F. Kennedy is shot to death by Jack Ruby, a Dallas nightclub owner. They took him to Parkland, and he was just, you know, like one trauma room down from where Kennedy was. And then we found out
Ruby died there.
Yeah. So you and I both watched it live. You were eating lunch. I was eating lunch.
And we're still trying to cope with the realization that the president was murdered.
Oh, yeah.
And then comes this. I mean, can it get any crazier?
For a little boy, you were just a couple years older, but to watch a live murder on TV. NBC's Tom Pettit with the call. He's been shot. He's been shot. Lee Harvey Oswald has been shot. All right. From that to to a happy
song. There were reporters. I don't know if they were network or local, but they kept calling him Harvey Lee Oswald.
Even
2 days after
that.
You'll see it on some of those old grainy tapes left from the
But the you're right. Everyone described with three names, including Mark David Chapman, John Wilkes Booth, Lee Harvey Oswald. Who was the other one?
The guy whose name sounds like a sneeze. Hit Garfield.
It's all three-name guys. So, you know, I don't know what that says.
But who was the guy that shot Bobby Kennedy?
Sirhan.
That's all first they left out.
But is it just just one and you're repeating it twice?
Sirhan.
Thank you. I don't know how we go from that to a Beatles song, but now our song is a Beatles.
Transition is our gift.
How about some Beatles for breakfast, right? This is a Paul song from 1965 from the Masterpiece album. I think one of the best albums ever is Rubber Soul. Baby, you can drive my car anytime. Good morning. So I just decided when I start my long drive to the coast, it's going to be Rubber Soul from cover to cover.
That documentary thing hits on Disney Plus tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that looks terrific.
Almost 8 hours.
They restored the video, and we know the guy who is in charge of restoring it is the genius.
Peter Jackson is the guy that did it. He did the They Shall Not Grow Old, which was that World War I 100-year-old footage that they cleaned up and made it look amazing.
Not only cleaned up the movie, took out all the crap, you know, floating around, but also made it in color and had to fix the timing because each cameraman would wind at a somewhat different rate.
I saw everybody look like they were walking fast.
Right,
slowed it down. Yeah, it's amazing. It brings that era to life that the original films just did.
I would watch anything he ever else produces, and I can't wait to see the Beatles. We'll see. On this date in 1968, Supremes number one with Love Child. 69, Apollo 12 splashes down safely in the Pacific. How much do you remember the second manned mission to the moon? You know, they didn't get the attention, obviously, right? Hey, in 71, you remember what happened to D.B. Cooper on this date?
He jumped out of the back of a Northwest Airlines 727.
Mm-hmm. Over Washington State.
Yes, after it had taken off from Seattle.
$200,000 in ransom money.
Yeah, a jump from 2,000 feet personally lowered the rear staircase of the plane. He had it well planned.
Wasn't good weather. They never did find. Now, there's been documentaries done, though.
They still have not found this guy. But they did. Remember they found some of the money? It came up in a sandbank that a kid found?
So what do you think? Do you theorize he's dead? He died? What do you think?
I've looked at so many specials. Mm-hmm. There are some women that think he lives today. Yeah. And they know who he is, but they haven't been able to make a positive ID on that.
On a state in 73, you were Ringo Starr number one with, what do you think Ringo's number one song was in 73 on this date?
Photograph.
Very, very good. Written by George Harrison. Did you know that?
Yeah.
1976, Chicago started a 3-week run at number one with If You Leave Me Now. I know that's not one of your favorites, but I really do like it.
Well, I love Chicago when they were rocking. I understand.
Hey, so I'm going to go to that concert.
Plus, it's such an If You Leave Me Now.
I don't know. I'm sorry. It takes me back to when I was much younger.
Every woman that hated me, it just brings back all that flood of memories.
That was the B side, Every Woman That Hated Me. 30 years ago, 1991, this is the day Freddie Mercury died of pneumonia brought on by AIDS. He was 45.
Well, isn't it amazing? He announced it one day before the next.
Yeah, something else. 2003, Glenn Campbell was, 67-year-old country pop legend arrested. He was incredibly drunk. 2005, two sisters from Albany, New York, struck by a lamppost. They'd been hit by an M&M balloon at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Remember that.
Tomorrow's going to be breezy. A chilly day in New York City tomorrow. The winds, temperature around 40 at the start. Winds 10 to 15. They should be able to get that in. No problem. Remember the big balloons, though? They have a certain wind threshold, right, on the big balloons? They didn't have it. Oh, they had a virtual Macy's Thanksgiving.
It was empty.
There was no people.
Or maybe I'm thinking of the Christmas parade.
They were just in front of Macy's doing dance numbers, that kind of stuff. Yeah. There were no people at the parade last year. All right, so now birthdays. Tom Hanks' son, Colin, is 44. Bing Crosby's granddaughter, Denise Crosby, is 64. Pete Best, he's the drummer that was replaced by Ringo. He's 80.
Wow.
Wow, I wonder what happened to his life.
That's got to be tough, because you're the answer to a trivia question.
Oh, yeah.
You're talked about on the radio literally your entire life, because the Beatles never go away.
Did he make money on it, or what did he do in his life? I don't know.
It would have been nice if they had taken care of him, in retrospect.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving is tomorrow, Iron Bowl in 3 days, 31 days till Christmas, and 37 days until New Year's Eve. That's your time on this one.
Yeah, all right, so with the Iron Bowl coming up this weekend, and everybody's going to be, you put your all into making a great Thanksgiving spread, so why not let somebody else do the work for the Iron Bowl this year? I am browsing the menu at bombhowers.com. You get your order placed today, and they'll have it ready at the time. I've done this. I've actually done a couple of large catering operations with Bombhowers.
Can't you just drive in through, and they'll just hand it out to you?
You pull right up at the front now, right, and they'll come out and bring it to you. Yes, they have three spaces right in front. They, like the Hot Lips platter, you can get an extra large. Well, you can get a large, medium, extra large. That is an excellent way to enjoy chicken. They'll provide all the dipping sauces, although you might want to keep a bottle of Baumhauer's White Barbecue or the Thai Sweet around. You can do party-size orders of gooey fries and many other items off the menu. So just a suggestion, Baumhauer's.com. get it catered and enjoy the game. Relax. Don't have to worry about watching the stove or the oven or anything else. It'll be ready for you on time at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Don't forget Wing Fingers downtown. They are open today but closed tomorrow and Friday. Again, great chicken and beef options for you in the RSA building at 201 Union. Free underground parking, so don't worry about chill or climate. At Wing Fingers, Bob's latest venture in food, downtown in the RSA building.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
I am thrilled to tell you about a great travel day. Now, I know a lot of people spaced out travel this year. Some people did it on Monday and yesterday, but a lot of travelers today, and if you're on the road or if you're going to be in the air traveling, I don't see any issues whatsoever, and that is a rarity on Thanksgiving week. With a high today around 64, clear, very chilly tonight, not as cold, low 37. For Thanksgiving, nice day. Quick temperature rebound, sun and cloud mix, high temperature 70, maybe a little bit better than 70. That's a great script for Thanksgiving. Scattered showers returning Thursday night, but a weakening band of showers moves in as a cold front sweeps through the state. Black Friday, it's going to be kind of a brisk day. I mean, the sun is out, but very chilly. High 57. Winds will make it seem a lot cooler. And then a freeze on Saturday morning, but Iron Bowl Saturday should be great. Good football weather. 60 at kickoff in Auburn at 2:30.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Right now this morning, it's 33 at Danley Field and 30 in Prattville at 6:50.
Pardon my highly wound mouse.
It's okay.
It was starting things yesterday, too. It's
Start me up.
Gets like this. All right, it's 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to do SRN News here, take a look at the roads, get an update on that situation on I-85 southbound, and come back with today's Cheap and Trash.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Biden plans to require essential non-resident travelers crossing U.S. land borders to be fully vaccinated beginning January 22nd. Those affected include truck drivers and emergency response officials. The World Health Organization says coronavirus cases jumped by 11% in Europe in the last week, the only region in the world where COVID-19 has continued to increase since mid-October. Millions of Americans are loading up their cars or piling onto planes, determined to reclaim Thanksgiving traditions that were put on pause last year by the pandemic. The number of air travelers this week is expected to approach or even exceed pre-pandemic levels. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 131 points. NASDAQ futures are off by nearly 27. More details at srnews.com.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323, 800-494-2323, or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are looking pretty good around the city right now. We've got a little bit of congestion East South Boulevard around Baptist and also at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. Jackson Ferry Road on the Northern Boulevard, congested there. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery at the moment. Buckle up and remember, we're expecting a very heavy travel day today with a lot of people on the roads. please use caution and be safe out there. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate control rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Come stroll along the banks of the Coosa River and enjoy the natural beauty of Wetumpka. We are a city filled with history and heritage, rich in the arts, creativity, and culture. Fun things to do for every member of the family. Whitewater kayaking, fishing, historic sites and events, famous artists and art. It's all here waiting on you. Visit Wetumpka, a city of natural beauty. WetumpkaAL.gov.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Saturday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 40% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto.
Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. We're here with David Little, and David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Y'all need to come see us. The new crop of pecans is arriving fresh daily. We've got new crop halves, pieces, roasted and salted, chocolate covered, cinnamon, honey, Cajun, praline. We've got them all. And you know what? It's just in time for your holiday baking. If you need some pecans, come see us at Tucker Pecan. And if you know what? If pecans aren't your thing and you're looking for a gift for your family or friends, we've got those too, whether it be jewelry, purses, necklaces, we've got it all. We've got tote bags, anything you can think of. Plus, we've got fresh local jellies, jams, barbecue sauces, seasonings. We've got them all at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shopping for your Christmas needs. So come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Now, welcome to today's edition of the Q-Church. No doubt you were huddled close to your radio yesterday when they were announcing the Grammy nominees.
I haven't heard one yet.
You know who got the most nominations?
No.
Stephen Colbert's band leader, John Batiste.
Huh.
Got 11 nominations. I don't even know who the hell that is.
I don't either.
Know any music he's ever done. This must be the year to salute band leaders for a-holes on TV. However, the ABBAs got their first nomination ever.
The ABBAs?
The ABBAs for their album, I Still Have Faith in You.
The brand new one that just came out.
See, the ABBAs sounds like an award ceremony.
It does.
No, you just won an ABBA.
Hey, I've won several ABBAs. They're out in the lobby.
It's like President Bush saying the Google.
They're, yeah, the Googles.
They never got one? They never got a nomination before?
Not until yesterday.
Is that right?
Best rap performance. Let's see. Best melodic rap performance. How did they come up with five nominees for that? Little flap on Kelly and Ryan.
What's the matter?
Well, you know, all the nursing homes that watch that show.
Yeah.
Flipped out yesterday when he announced that he and his wife ate their dinner at 2:30 instead of later. And, of course, they had to have Kevin Hart on the show, who absolutely freaked out. And of course, immediately also has to turn it into...
What's the problem if I'm eating at 2:30? 2:30 a.m. or 2:30 p.m.?
Well, you know what? I'm going to pass on this. I'll save it for this afternoon.
But I don't understand what the...
I guess he has his dinner at 2:30 in the afternoon. Is that it?
No. He says black people eat at 8. So now that I've told you that, I got to find the clip. I had it here.
Oh.
Hang on a second. Oh, Michael Strahan is going up in Jeff Bezos' rocket. Here's Kevin Hart.
All right.
Trying to cope yesterday.
What time do you have your meal?
We're black, so we go late.
Thank you. Dinner should be late.
What time do you eat?
2:30.
2?
2:30.
You eat at 2:30?
Yeah, the average American eats at 4.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's I can come to mine and yours.
Well, dinner's at like 8. Okay. We eat at 8 p.m.
You got it all wrong.
Thank you. 8 p.m. And before that, like,
cocktails at 6.
Yeah, you drink.
I didn't mean to upset you. I'm just...
All right, that's about as much of him as I can take.
So, it was noon at our house. What about your house?
We were generally between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, depending on how the timeline.
I know. It's different. I knew families who said, okay, we don't eat until 7, so, you know, you got time to get there. And I'm like, okay.
My buffet tomorrow on the coast is at 11.
A.M.?
Pretty early. Oh, no, 11 p.m. Go tomorrow night.
I'm just like, wow.